that House on Rock does and the prison ministries with the Urban Alternative Service. That is the ministry to what we call the Jesus Boys by joining in the endeavors of the House on the Rock. Come through on a Sunday and we'll tell you more about that. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to bring you a certain young lady whose name means blessing. Her name, Ibuku, translates in English to blessing, and she has been a blessing in the spoken word industry for something like 10 years. Brought up in the House on the Rock, where she has used her gift time without number, we have come to test and trust her. And we're pleased to bring her to you here at The Experience. But just one more time, remember, this is a platform where many have come through for the first time and they've gone on to do many, many great things. She is one of such. This is going to be her first time at The Experience. But just before I bring her out, I want to check, are you still out there? Just before I bring her out, I want to know, is there anybody from the north in this place? Any south boys and girls? Anybody from the east? Anybody representing all of the west of Nigeria? Well, she's going to resonate with every part of you. She may be comical sometimes, but everything she says identifies with something you know. We're pleased to have her as a part of the House on the Rock, a daughter in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome for her very first time at The Experience, Minister Ibuku.
Sound the alarm. The king is here.
Atmosphere when God appears, sits on the praises of men. There is an exchange of identity like the woman at the well. Jacob becomes Israel, mourning becomes dancing, and the entire earth dobales. Creator of the universe, the one who does not change like shifting shadows, the almighty Jagu Jagu, Ologunto Jagu, Totu Shagu, the one who fights to win. I'm talking about the Arabataribiti, the God who doesn't work with time, yet never delays like African time. Check your time and you will see it is never too late for the author of time. He's been God all his life, he's bigger than Project Mbappe. He sent his son to pay the price. This transaction was faster than pumping. I'm talking about the Ogibo, the mighty God, the one who speaks a word and it comes to pass. Touch his anointed and you will see why Pharaoh and his men, they drown. When men they para, God be the paracetamol waiting to make a man calm down. I want you to have the bread of life, you can't add your grace as bama. Every word I speak is rema, and every time God speaks, another banza. Our number one Odeshi, who can touch you and go free? They feel try, but it go hot past kiri kiri. Because our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Because when his glory comes, dead things must come back to life when they encounter the resurrection and the life. Men must hunger and thirst after righteousness, then eat of the bread of life. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come that we may have life. For he has given us everything that pertains to life. See, the words that I speak, see, they are spirit and they are life. Now I understand why Daniel could not bow. Because the degree of the fiery furnace was nothing compared to the consuming fire. Because who can stand against the Alagbadaino? The one who is clothed in fire. The one who walks on water without an ankle. The one who heals the sick without the help of the Babalawo. The one who performs miracles without collecting a war. The one who turns water to wine yet who are drunk on the Holy Ghost. He's bigger than the Avengers. Bigger than fibroid or cancer. Bigger than your zodiac sign. Do you not know who you are, child of God? There's an authority you carry. is why Esther could enter the king's palace without perishing. Every word she spoke was a decree, and I am Esther with a decree. I entered the king's palace without perishing. The lame start to walk. Imagine the Eloi stepping, the blind start to see. Dry bones come alive. Fire fall on tongues like the day of Pentecost. Men begin to kabash. Zombies receive life. The wicked abandon their calabash and walk to the sacrificial lamb. The blood of sprinkling is sweeter than equakubo with infeet. God, I've tasted and I've seen. God, your baby has a sweet tooth, but yeah, daddy, I need. The sugar in my garri, you make me rise. I'm higher than the Burj Khalifa. The King Yeshua, I want to be the baby in your manger. So come, comforter. Come forth, river of living water. Teach this thunder silence and let your voice rumble like thunder in the quiet. Listen, listen. This is the testament that God is, and there is nothing Juju can do. His plan speaks better things than that of Abel. We stand gallant because our senior man is able. He who speaks to mountains and they move, and to dead dreams he says Talitha Kum. We ask for mercy, but on top Calvary, merciful. He who is merciful and good. This is the testament that Jehovah is always good.
Always doing good.
I've tasted and I've seen, and my belly has become full. This is proof that the fountain of life is the giver of life. This is why we thirst and drink of him to survive. We have seven oceans, yet he chose my belly to flow rivers of living water. Have you met with Yagune Chemba, the lion that guards the universe? When I run out of business, he stands as my chamber of commerce. Consistent king, you don't move like the wind. Yet when body they hurt, you come as the wind. This is the testament that God is. Thank you so much, Papa. Thank you.